Don't hear anybody, Alan. Go ahead and make a transmission because Noel follows you. KC8C2ZUMWA2CNT.
KC2ZUMWA2CNT. Good morning. Group, everyone there, happy Friday. If I could push back the week, that would be nice. As a matter of fact, I pushed back a couple of years. So good morning to the group, and I am happy to be here. After the last time we met, I took a physical, trying to officially fire here with paper. Here it is, put through a whole lot of stuff, and I guess everybody goes through that, and paperwork and exams and all of that kind of stuff. So pretty interesting. The only thing that they were pretty much concerned about was my the high blood pressure, the diabetes, problems that I had with my eyes. You know, that seems to be all okay with them. They're just concentrating on my knees. So I said, okay, you guys are the pros, and I do your job. On that note, I'm going to make this first transmission short. I didn't jot down all everybody that's here this morning, so give everybody a chance to get in there. Send it back over to Net Control.
Very good, Alan, KC2ZUMWA2ZNT. All right. I know we're, a lot of us have physical difficulties, too, and we have to all try to cope and whatever. So it's good that there is mutual support. But, yes, I think George is next, and then Noel. I'll get the list straight. I have it written down. NY9AWA2ZNT. Go ahead, George.
Thank you, Joseph. And good morning. I hope I'm okay from this location. Would you give me a signal check, please?
There's some noise on you, but you're overriding it. Very readable. Anyway, George, go ahead, please.
Well, thank you kindly. I'm going to make the transmission short until I can get to the bigger rig anyway. Nothing like having a little power behind you. But I thought this morning would be kind of nice to have breakfast with my sweetie. She's here. KC2EME. And it's so nice to hear you all this morning. And Alan, congratulations on becoming part of the Social Security set. It's a great graduation when that happens. Back to you, Jill. WA2ZNT and the group, NY9A.
All right. Eat together. All right, perhaps another time. N2OELWA2ZNT. Noel, still there? Please come on in.
Sorry. By the way, the previous transmissions you made to when I received it was off instead of a double and then the word A. So I don't know what to say. What I have set up here, K4WD, bought a shirt, and I went on eBay for. But these cute little dongles for your Bluetooth. And for 99 cents, an adapter from quarter inch stereo to 0.5 millimeters. But that in the rear of either the UHF or VHF, or with your radio, even HF. And you can carry the speaker around with you as you make breakfast and listen to the net. So that's what I've been doing this morning. I'm going to be here for a while. Here's that had a pain in the left leg for a while, and we thought it might be, you know, the infection returning from where my hip was eaten in 2010. We thought it might be because I was pressing the leg against the side of the wheelchair. Thought of a lot of different things. But it turns out that the artificial knee, which is the strained knee, which is built almost like an artificial hip, except the peg is going upwards, leg is moving, rod or whatever you want to call it, and it is slowly moving upwards, and that's why I'm having all this pain. Basically, the doctor said, think of a fence post in a hole, and the hole gets loose. Fence post can wiggle. Well, that's my knee wiggling in my femur. So I'm going to be here for a while. I have to make appointments with New York doctors, find a specialist, probably a cancer specialist, even though I don't have cancer, because they're experienced in replacing a whole bone at one time. So my regular orthopedic surgeon wants to refer to that. So I'm having lots of fun. The only bright spot was last week I bought a van, handicap van, so I could carry my scooter around, and it's got a full 800-pound lift on the side. So I still have mobility, even if I was in a wheelchair, because I can open the door. There's a remote thing on a cord. I can let the lift down, use the lift to get in the van, and drive away, which will be nice. I don't want to time out the repeater. So I'm here in Maywood for a while. Then to OEL.
Okay, Noel. N2OELWA2ZNT. Thank you for your explanation there of your situation. And you're certainly a brave person and try to send.
My radio, so I just signed in on Echolink.
Yeah, but your voice is coming back to you also. Could you please wait, Noel? I've turned it over to Paul, and I'm waiting for him to come in.
A2ZNT in the group, HC2T. Good morning, everybody. Fine morning, sun is shining. We're going to have a nice day today. Probably better work tomorrow. I'm just wondering how you're hearing me today, Joseph.
I'm hearing you fine, Paul. Your voice is coming through no matter what. Over.
Roger to that. That's great. All right. So we'll continue anyway. Expecting some people for test session tomorrow, so hopefully have a successful one. The way things are, love to give this test to people and get them on the air. Teach them how to operate correctly. Anyway, with that, back to net. K2ZNT,
C2T. AA2WPWA2ZNT.
WA2ZNT, AA2WP, and the rest of the net, good morning. I see we have company this morning. Nice cool day here. Yesterday, actually it was on Wednesday, I received my rebuilt rotator from a ham down in Louisiana who rebuilds them. It's a high-gain rebuild. It's an oldie but a goodie, just like me. But it works like a champ. My neighbor helped me take down the mast, and we replaced the rotator, and now it's working in all directions as it should, so I'm really happy about that. I'll throw it back to you, Joe, WA2ZNT, AA2WP.
Okay, Willie, very good, and I always like to hear about your latest contacts and whatever memorable OBOD that you have, AA2WPWA2ZNT. All right, very good. Now, Bill, thank you for patiently waiting, WB2OXUWA2ZNT.
W827T and the group, WB20XU. Good morning, everyone. Hope all is well. Another bright, sunshiny morning. Still waiting for summer. But anyway, it's about 55 degrees, a little cool, and a little breezy, but hopefully it'll warm up. So back to you, J.H.O. W827T and the group, WB20XU.
WB20XU, WA2ZNT, very good, Bill. And it is kind of chilly, and it's supposed to warm up again, I guess by Sunday and Monday. And the fall officially starts on the calendar anyway, Monday, whatever the weather. But whatever. But no more 90 degrees, I don't think. But who knows, we just take the weather as it comes and dress for it. Right. At this point, let me see if there's anyone else willing to check into the nest. Please come now. Nothing heard, so we'll start round two. K1JMI, WA2CNT, Dick, are you able to transmit? Otherwise, we'll try again. Not now. KD2BOR, Rocky, can you come in now, please? WA2ZNT. All right, Rocky must be busy with his work, having phone calls and things like that. And he'll come in when he can. KC2ZUM, Alan, your turn, WA2ZNT.
A2ZNT, KC2ZUM. I'm not sure if it was OEL or somebody saying oldie but goodie, and it just reminded me of, I think it was WMCA back in the day, Fabulous 57, and anybody remembers, big guys, nice. Fabulous 57, Andy Dan Daniel, and I can't remember the other, I used to listen to that station throughout the summer, weekdays. I used to sign off early in the evening, and then I would switch over to ABC Music, and then to Walt Baby Love and ORFM. The good old days when radio was fun. Formats were fun, and it was all about the music and not the bean counters. Not too much else going over here. I had something else to comment on, but I don't remember what it was. By the way, George, thanks for that comment, graduating. That's nice. I like your comment there about Social Security. They've been pretty nice, though. My dealings with them on the phone so far, as a person, so that's a very nice thing. Let me send it back over to Net Control. This is KC2 of the UM.
KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT. Yeah, I remember the good old days, and there was a lot of fun on the radio then. Not so much axe to grind, right? That started later, or whatever. And you took your choice. Anyhow, the programs as well as the talk show host, but the talk was general and very often humorous. See now. Y98, are you still having breakfast? We can wait for you and put you in line.
Good morning, gentlemen, to NBR.
Thank you for joining us, John, N2NBR, WA2ZNT. All right, I'll give you the list of them in a moment. I think George is still having breakfast with Joyce. Now, we have... AC2T, you could come in now if you will, please.
UA2ZNT in the group, AC. Fine business, Joe. And morning, John. We're flying up your way. Probably a little chillier up there than down here, but hey, we have to live with it. Pretty sure it'll warm up today and tomorrow. Sunday's supposed to be very nice, so. Hopefully that comes to fruition. Anyway, I going to take my leave here. I want to say 73s to all. Have a good day. I still haven't had my breakfast, so I'd like to get up there and make myself something to eat. I'm getting a little hungry. Get up late, so I managed to take my medicine, but now I'd like to get some food. So let me say 73s for now. All have a very, very good weekend, and hope to catch you Monday morning. Wait to ZNT, HC2T. Take care, 73s.
AC2T, WA2ZNT, very good, Paul. You go have some breakfast. It's good to have nourishment when you've had medication. That's what the pharmacist said, that it is good whether you wait a little while or a specified time. But whatever, go ahead. No, thank you for checking in. N2OEL, want to make another transmission come in now?
Joe, did I miss my turn, NY9A?
Finally got the echo link up. Haven't used this for a while. So, I'm just hanging out today and selling one of my cars. I got too many vehicles. And listening to the net. So, I'll make this brief and say 73. Then to OEL.
Oh, you didn't miss your turn. I did call you and thought that you were at breakfast since you didn't come right back. But you did now. And 73 to you, Noel. Thank you for checking in. And to OEL. Over to NY9A. Come on in now, George, if you will.
Thank you, Joe. I'll still keep it brief, however. One little amateur radio topic. This sounds like the CW net. We've got so many identifiers going. Holy cow. And then on top of that, a little NY9A amateur radio topic. I actually installed an antenna on my deck yesterday. I'm going to have to see how it works out. But I put up a hamstick dipole for 10 meters because I am convinced that there's still a little DX to be had out there, and I'm going to try to get it. So I took a look at my log, and I said, jeepers, most of the contacts that I've made this year have been on 10 meters. 40 minutes, forget about it. But 10 meters has been wonderful. Anyway, so much for the blah, blah from me, and back to that WA2ZNT, NY9A.
NY9A, WA2ZNT. Very good, George. And it's always good to hear topics concerning amateur radio. And I'm glad you had some success there with the antenna. It's hard for me to keep up with some things that are technical, but I enjoy hearing about it, and I still learn. Keep learning. Anyway, I used to have all HF equipment years ago, but now I'm just limited to the indoor 5/8 wave for 2 meters, which is perfectly satisfactory right now. Okay. John, I'll give you the list, even though your turn comes after, I'll tell you. We have K1JMI, KD2BOR, Dick, and Rocky, when he can't come in. He's recuperating, as you know. NY9A, KC2UM, AC2T, N2OEL, Noel, AA2WP, Willie, WB2OXU, Bill, AC2T, Paul, maybe not in that exact order, but we have that list, and of course N2NBR, I think you know him. Okay, so go ahead, Willie, take your turn, please, WA2ZNT.
WA2ZNT, AA2WP, once again, good morning to everyone. To answer Alan, that was the WMCA good guys. I had a
a yellow sweatshirt that I won on them by naming some tune on there. And sometimes they transmit it from Palisade Amusement Park, where I worked two summers as a kid up there. It was pretty exciting to watch the DJs up there I forget what they called it, where they used to have it, and the kids would dance when the music played, but that was so long ago. I worked some DX. I had a long QSO with a guy in Australia on 17 meters. Talked to him for about 15 minutes. I find that the people down in Australia and New Zealand are very, very friendly and like to talk on the radio. And also, I picked up my 99th country since November. It was Trinidad and Tobago. And the guy says, "Hey, Bill Mann," and it was pretty exciting. But anyway, I'm up to 99 now. WA2ZNT and the group AA2WP.
AA2WP, WA2ZNT. Oh, congratulations, 99th country. That's wonderful. And in a short time, too, you made excellent progress since you became a ham. And that's great to hear all that. And making friends and talking to similar friends, and they become steady contacts, too. That's even added cream to the whatever the cream goes on. Okay. Thanks for that. And WB2OXU, WA2ZNT, Bill, over to you.
WA2ZNT and the group WB2OXU. Very good job. Yesterday I was out most of the morning, and when I came back, I decided to tackle a problem that I was having with my DVR/DVD player. It's been acting up lately, and I decided to open the hood and take a look, and ended up having to clean the laser. This has a filter over it that didn't look too hot. Put a pokey film over the lens, and that's what was causing all the problems. So I cleaned that up, and we're back in business again. Good as new. And then, just as I was finishing testing it, my wife calls. So I told her about it, and then she proceeds to tell me, "Well, since you fixed that, why don't you check the CD player, too? It can't play any CDs on the CD player." So, that was a little easier, though. As soon as I opened the top to put in a CD, the laser unit is right there, well exposed. Set up cleaning that one, too. And now it's good to go again, even though I had tried with a cleaning disc, and that didn't seem to do anything at all. So, things do happen, but it's nice to be able to troubleshoot him and get him back on the road again. It wasn't too bad, taking it apart, putting it back together. After all, that's what most hams do anyway. Take things apart, put them back together. WA2ZNT and the group, and WB2. OXU,
WA2ZNT. Yes, it is. Provided you remember, if there's high voltage or anything dangerous, be very careful. I think the instruction was always keep one hand in your pocket, but how can you do that too? Anyway, but whatever. I thought with the CD players, because of the laser part that keeps it working. I think that's very, very good that you were able to fix it, and just the cleaning took care of it and made it look bright again. So that's nice, and your wife will be glad. She'll be able to play her disc again, and the other that you fixed. That's very good, Bill. Very good, and. Now we'll go to John, okay? John, thank you for patiently waiting. And to NBR, WA2ZNT.
better?
Yes, it is fine.
Okay. First of all, good morning, everybody. Weather here is, I gotta turn off another one here. Okay. Temperature is 60 degrees, even, 60. And barometric pressure is 30.21. And wind is from the southwest at 2 miles an hour. And the humidity is 51%. And a nippy morning, to say the least, but nice blue skies and a bit of a breeze. I had something else I wanted to say here. Bill, I think you had a great sounding signal. I know you've been going up and down on the signal wise here, but you sound great, and as does everybody. And so with that, I'll send it back to you, Joe. WA2ZNT, this is N2NBR.
N2NBR, WA2ZNT. Thank you, John. Very good. And you all sound excellent, excellent signals today, too, as the other day. So. But that's when it's. Let me see. Nothing heard. Let me try one more time. K1JMI. If you're there, take it. Otherwise, I know you're occupied or reached a destination. And Rocky, if you're able to get on, please come now. Otherwise, we understand. All right. And recuperation will take for a while, too. So, yeah, has to do things between. That's fine. And, Noel, I forgot to say 73 also to you, but and I'm glad you have that lift on your vehicle and be able to get in and out and always find ways to solve a problem or cope with it anyway. Let's start now our 73 rounds since we have a nice long list and started with Dick and Rocky, so we'll do N19A. Would you like to come back now, please, make a transmission and add your 73?
Certainly, Joe. WA2ZNT, NY9A. Well, thank you for a most interesting and stimulating day. And I got to tell you, we have been going at this for a while, and I think we know how to do it. It's been a pleasure hearing everything. Willie, I'm never going to catch up with you, it seems. Holy mackerel. You keep adding on new countries like that. Next thing you'll tell me you're working in Antarctica. Oh, my God. Anyway, keep up the good work. It's always good to hear about accomplishments. With that, I'll add my 73. It's been a pleasure being with you. And we'll look forward to Monday. Have a great weekend and enjoy. WA2ZNT.
NY9A
is fine and clear, but listening out. 73.
N19A, WA2ZNT, very good transmission, and glad to have you and everybody on the net. It's been a nice group here today, too. I appreciate it. AA2WP, WA2ZNT. Your final round, please, Willie, okay?
WA2ZNT and the group AA2WP. Not much to add, but want to wish everyone a good weekend. Stay cool. It's supposed to warm up a little this weekend, and I'll see you all on Monday. And thanks to you, Joe, for running the net. AA2WP, 73 is all.
Very good, Willie. Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here. WB2OSU, WA2ZNT.
WA2ZNT and the group WB2OXU. Very good, Joe. Good to hear you all this morning. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the day. And we'll catch you all the next time. WA2ZNT and the group WB2OXU. 73s, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bill. WB2OXU, WA2ZNT. You have a good weekend, too. John, I think you'll wind up the group since several of them signed already. We won't prolong it. N2NBR, WA2ZNT.
Okay, Joe. My new antenna is finally operational. Now, instead of about 80 feet long, it's now 140 feet long. And it's up about up to about 50 feet in the air, 45, something like that. And I was talking to the CBS group at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, roughly. I got good reports from them, as well as from another station during the night previous to that. So I'm very happy with it, with the antenna. And, you know, that combined with a little power, now I can be heard in Florida as well as elsewhere in the country. My other antenna was far too close to the ground, and still is for that matter, since I haven't replaced it yet. I may move it to a different area. But anyhow, I wish you all a very good weekend, and we'll look forward to Monday. WA2ZNT and the group for the CBS. This is N2NBR.
73. N2NBR, WA2ZNT. I'm so glad you're able to get out further and better, and that you're getting the antennas situated the way you want. 140 feet, that's really quite impressive, and you must have a good height, too, with it. That's the story of amateur radio, isn't it? Antenna is much of the key.
N2NBR, KC2ZM, can you hang around after the net?
It's back, John. 73. Alan, did I call you? I think. Well, let me see. Take a turn now. Anyway, KC2ZUMWA2ZNT. It could be just my hand getting achy for holding the mic.
Nope.
Okay. I don't know if I'm doubling anybody here, KC2ZUM. Excuse me, I was asking John if he can hang around for a moment after the net. I have to pass along some information to him since he was a former ex-employee as I was. And to Willie P., if he's still there, Jealous. I never got one of those yellow sweatshirts from WMCA. If you've got one, it probably has some value. And I found it to be very interesting this past weekend that I was, when I mentioned that I had made some contacts on HF, I actually came across someone on 20 meters that said, I'm looking to have QSOs. I'm not looking for fast contacts, you know. I want to have an actual QSO with somebody. So I said, that's great. I said, it's hard sometimes to find someone that just wants back to. A lot of people just want to make the contacts, you know, since this year of celebration. So 7-3 to everyone, and have a very good weekend. Hope to be back here on Monday. And send it back over to you, Joe. And John, if you can hang for a minute there. And I don't know what's going on with Rocky, but whatever it is, I've been hearing things about recuperating and all of that. I hope that he, apparently he had some surgery. I hope all is well with him, and he heals and all of that kind of thing. Whatever it is there. Out there listening, Rocky, best to you. Everybody else, WA2ZNT, KC2ZUM, this will be my 7-3.
KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT. Well, Alan, I can explain it since he has made it, told everybody on the net, too, that he had a blood clot in his leg and a lot of pain, so he had stents put in both legs, and he improving and is more comfortable now. And as you know, he's in the car repair business, so he's doing what he can with that until he can work full time. But he has to keep in touch with the customers and do whatever is necessary too. So he'll get on when he can. But he listens all the time, he says, to the set. And thank you for asking too. All right, 73, everybody. Have a nice weekend. And Alan, if you ever want to take over, I have next week's sessions. That's it. And if you want to do it Monday or Wednesday, don't hesitate to let me know. And I don't need to be here all the time. It doesn't matter. It's just that he asked me, but I don't want to monopolize. This has been the CS Retirees Net, and thank you all for your participation. Have a good weekend, and we'll look for you Monday. WA2ZNT will be closing the net at this time and returning the repeater to regular free talking use, okay? 73, you all. WA2ZNT will be clear.
Alan, if you got a chance, stand by. KB2BPB.
Okay, will do, yeah. I've got about 10 minutes there. Okay, 73, and Joe, no, I the reason that Bob wanted you to run the net most of the time is I used to do it years ago in his absence, but it makes sense for you because you can get in and to the repeater, and you're there all the time. My schedule, it's kind of hard to commit to do it, so when you do a job there. We just had a simple misunderstanding the other day, and that's all that was, and now that's water under the bridge there. You do a good job, and as I said when I first met you there, you've got a young voice and a good radio voice there for the net. That note, let me see if John is still there, and then, yes, Jerry acknowledged you. And to NBR, are you still there?
Word of comment, John, before I relinquish it to you. Nothing was ever intentional. I had no knowledge you were trying to check in, you know, because you always checked in with Bob before the net, so it was settled. I had no idea, and no, I would never do anything to delay anybody's getting in, because I know you get in whenever you can, but you have other things that you, and other interests and other things to take you away from the net sometimes, and that's perfectly all right. That's everybody's prerogative. But I'm glad everything went well today, and thank you all. WA2ZNT clear, and go ahead, John.
Okay, Joe. Alan, I'm still here. Over to you. Let's see. WA2ZNT has, I guess, everybody is signed. So I'll send it back to Alan and to NBR.
And to NBR, KC2ZUM. Yes, and good morning to you, John, there. I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if anyone has contacted you, but they're putting together a reunion for past PIX engineers, and I just wanted to know if you had gotten contacted. Not. If you're interested, it's going to be sometime in October. I will get all the other information to you just in case you might want to run in there. And it'd be pretty nice. And just, you know, all of us getting together and having a good time. I think it's going to be at some restaurant or whatever. I think it's going to be like a dinner. And just seeing who's still around and still in the industry. And it should be pretty interesting. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, sounds very interesting. Remember, I go back a long way, you know, to the summer of 1963, if you can believe that. So I don't think there's too many people around. it certainly would be interesting. Back to you.
Okay. Very few. But, you know, a lot of the guys used to still keep in contact, you know, and some came out of retirement and doing other things, like I've been doing stuff which I never thought I'd be back on the music end of stuff again. So I've been involved in a couple of projects which has taken me to Miami and L.A. and back in the studio doing stuff. So some of the guys are still out there. And I came in the late 70s there, and you were probably already gone. But I'll keep you posted. And you have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon. Let me pick up Jerry in here. Have a good weekend, and just wanted to bring it to your attention, because I don't know if you're on their active list there. And to MBR, KC2UM, if there's anything else for you to add, then I'm going to turn it over to Jerry.
Okay, Alan, very good. That should be very interesting. KG2DUM in the group, N2 NBR. I'll be listening out. 7-3.
KB2DPD. KG2DUM.
Kurt loves Drew Anderson. Don Davis. Murray the K. B. Mitchell Reed. Gary Stevens. Jerry Marshall, Scott Muni, and on, and Don Davis, as you might know, was Don Baldwin. But on WMCA, he was Don Davis. Don Baldwin did the news on 1010 Wins for many years. But here's a list of your disc jockeys, Gallagher and O'Brien. Then it was Benny and O'Brien, and I think I said HOA. On WMCA, and you had Bob Callan. So, Alan, there's a whole history of WMCA disc jockeys. R. Peter Strauss was the president and owner. And at night, around 11 o'clock, Barry Gray used to come on. If you have any other questions, mention B. Mitchell Reed and Gary Stevens. Over to you, Alan.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I remember Scott Muni. I remember when he went to NEWFM. And Scott Muni, Allison Steele. I'm not sure if Scott Muni's still around. Maybe wrong. I thought I heard something with him. Scott Muni, Allison Steele, NEWFM. And you mentioned someone else there in MCA. Oh, God. Yeah. It's going back there. As a matter of fact, it was... if you remember Big Wilson, he was the one that encouraged me. At the time, I was thinking of going to one of those private radio schools, you know. And Big Wilson was the one that encouraged me to go on to college, communications at that point, although that wasn't my major. But I got in. I started in radio before. I never thought I would get into television. Radio, I came in. When I got into radio, radio was kind of dying in a sense. In terms of where the stations and taking the engineers away. So I've seen a lot of changes in radio back in the late 70s, as well as seeing film disappear, coming into television, running videotape and everything else. But a lot of the names that you mentioned there at MCA, they're going back a while, and some of those guys weren't, I don't think, with the Fabulous 57. During that show, Dandy Dan Daniel and, the other guys, I can't even remember now. But I'm jealous of Willie P. for having that yellow sweatshirt. I never got one of those. Back to you.
Well, that was the good guys. They were the original good guys. Scott Muni is dead. Passed away several years ago now. I'm sure, but I gather you didn't know that. Gary Stevens and the Woolly Burger were part of WMCA. B. Mitchell Reed got himself in a lot of trouble, and it was only because he was kidding. R. Peter Strauss took it serious. I mentioned to you that Barry Gray used to be on at night, and B. Mitchell started this thing. He was going to have a big gathering at Yankee Stadium, Hate Barry Gray Day. You heard me right, Hate Barry Gray Day. But it was all in fun. Yes, several announces. HOA, as I said, was on MCA back in the 50s. I know, because I was in high school. And you had Bob Callen. You had, trying to think of the program that was on at night in the early 52. Something favorite. It was a lot of stuff. Murray Kaufman, believe it or not, when he was on MCA, he was playing music by the Hi-Los and groups like that. So, there's a whole list for you. I didn't want to break in because it seemed like when you mentioned it, it either went over everybody's head or people just didn't want to admit to how old they are, which a lot of people have a problem with.
About Bruce Morrow.
Bruce Morrow, Cousin Brucey. Where does he sound elderly? I heard him doing a commercial, John, a couple of weeks, about a year or two ago. Well, he's really up there in age. And he hated rock and roll. It was reported that when he would be on the radio playing rock music, he would be listening to semi-classical music.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I worked with him when he did stuff for the local news on TV at NBC and to NBR.
AC2ZUM. Yeah, I forgot about Cousin Brucey. Yeah. He's still doing some things in PBS, I think, when they have those revival shows. I remember we did a remote a couple times when the rock and roll revival show from the Steel Pier in Atlantic City back in the day. Wow, that's when they used to have a diving horse bring, at the end of the pier, they would bring this horse up on an elevator, and a young lady in a bikini would get on the horse's back, and they would jump down into this pool, the big pool at the pier. But on the steel pier, they used to have Ed McMahon had the rock and roll, the Young Stars of Tomorrow show. Then they had a couple other shows, and as you went further down to the Marine Ballroom, that's where you would see all the jazz and Ray Charles and Butch Shearing and all of those guys. They would have the jazz things. Earlier in the day, they used to have the rock stuff, and in the evening, it would become all the jazz. And somebody Freed, if I remember. I can't remember. If it was Marty Freed. Used to have one of those rock and roll revival shows early on Sundays. A lot of fun back in the day. KC2ZUM.
Be sure you're not talking.
N2OEL. Timeout.
Alan, I remember Alan Freed, but I don't know about Marty Freed. That's a name I'm not familiar with. And Dandy Dan Daniels, at the end of his program, and he'd sign off, he'd go, "Especially you, size 9. And you had the Ingram, Flingram, on and on it went.
AA2WP.
Yes, go ahead, Louie.
Thanks, Alan. And Jerry, you are just dredging up such memories. It's unbelievable. I'm sitting here just shaking my head. I'm from that same era. And Alan, unfortunately, that sweatshirt, although it was a prized possession of my younger days, I think probably wound up as a car wash rag or something like that. And then again, I wouldn't have been able to use it today because it would have shrunk so badly, it wouldn't have fit me anymore. Over to you, Alan.
By the way, Harry Harrison also was on WMCA.
KC2YWP. Thank you for those calls, KC2ZUM. Yes, there you go. Some more names there. Fabulous 57. I don't know where. And good business there, really, on the sweatshirt. And I don't feel so bad now. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, I remember when they were out. But I don't know where. Very few of them continued on. Dean Anthony. There was somebody, I think, called Dean Anthony Ray or Dean Anthony. He was another one of the Fabulous 57. And they, I remember when the Beatles first came to America. I was at the World's Fair that day in summer camp when they first landed, and I think they did a remote. The good guys, they greeted them, and I don't remember who the DJs were with ABC Radio. I think everybody was there at that remote when they first came to America. My mother, for my birthday, my mother took me to one of the Beatle concerts they had here in New York. And I tell you, I have never heard so much screaming. And even before they even started, I wanted to leave. My mother said, nope, she saved up for that concert. We're going to stay here and deal with it. Oh, God, what an evening that was. Nice birthday present that was. Over to you, Jerry.
Dino died a long time, quite a few years ago. And he was on MCA, wound up on an AM station later on and used WHLI out here on the island. And Dino on your radio, yes, Dean Anthony, died of cancer. I'm not even going to put a time limit on it, Alan. But you had